This is Georgie, and I'm here asking you to lend us a hand giving someone else a hand. Please go to giveforward.com/givemichellea hand, and let's give her a second hand. Thank you.
Ready?
You are about to hear Indie Nation's pick of the day. The best independent music on the planet.
Turn it up loud. Turn it up loud.
Listeners, you're listening to Lumpy in the Indie Nation studio for today's pick of the day, and it's kind of a special pick of the day. We're actually picking an album, aren't we, Steve?
That's right. I'm Steve Boz Bostwick. Welcome aboard, folks, for this special edition featuring the Hush Now, Boston-based band, fantastic music. And we had a real difficult time picking songs to play for this podcast because you try to take a group of 10 songs and narrow it down to 3, makes it a little bit difficult.
Yeah, and as I say in the show notes, I get a lot of emails every day from labels, artists, and agents, and so does Michelle, and we kind of split the load, and I don't usually make phone calls. I mean, you know, I listen to so much music. I mean, literally, the only room in this house that doesn't have speakers in it is the bathroom.
Wow.
You know, okay, so...
Yeah, it just dawned on me when you said that.
If I'm not recording, I'm listening to music. It's rarely silent up here. And this was one of those albums where you like every track. And not... They don't all sound the same either. Every track sounds different. Every track's good. It's their third album. And, well, we opened it with what tune?
Arkansas.
And that is actually the opening track. And that was not one of my picks. Because we agreed to pick three.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably two other tunes that we were really indecisive on. You know, we kind of had a hard time thinking, well, should we put this one in? Can we put this other one in? You know.
Well, we agreed on one, and we'll get to that later.
We'll get to that, yeah.
And we both agreed to knock one off our list. And we were both on the fence on another one, which we thought was really different and really good. And we agreed we wouldn't include it, and that was Sitting on a Slow Clock. But I don't know. Why don't we play the title track next, and we'll talk and debate more later.
That sounds like a great idea. Enjoy this one. This is a good tune called Memos.
Which is the title of the track.
Yep. Yes. And, you know, think of all the title tracks that you've ever listened to that bands have done in the past. I think this would, I think you can, you'll get the same idea in your mind that I have that it'll be a signature song for them down the road.
Yeah, it's a great tune. And, hey, you can find these guys over at Facebook, and there's all kinds of clickable links in the show notes. And keep it tuned to IndieNation.fm because Friday, the Rock Bar in Cleveland are going to be playing, and I've already got confirmation on an interview. So that's going to be awesome. We're going to get out there and interview these guys. And right now, we're just going to kick it to the queue with Memos.
Patterns fall in line.
Okay, Indie Nation listeners, you're still listening to a couple picks of the day from a CD titled Memos by a band, The Hush Now.
From Boston, Massachusetts.
Great band, great sound. Lumpy's been listening to all the music by them he could find all night. Lumpy actually called probably half the station, say, hey, you got to check out this band. Very, very, very happy with Big Picture Media for sending me the press release on this and inviting me to do an interview, and I'm very much looking forward to that. And, well, I don't know. The other track that I liked that I conceded on was Pete's Best. I thought that was a really good tune. Now, that's not to belittle any track on the album. Again, it's very difficult to decide on this one. Which one did you...
The one that I conceded on was The Glow, because I listened to the song Memos, the title track, again, and I just, right away, I was like, yes, definitely that. You know, because it's a better song than The Glow, but The Glow is, how can I say, it's a more danceable type of song. It's really not that it's a lesser of a song, it's just a different kind of a song.
I really like The Glow, and you know, I really hate to compare bands to other bands, but you really can't help it.
And you do that with every band you listen to.
But it's very reminiscent of I think The Cure.
You hear a little bit of a lot of 80s type bands. I agree that they reminiscent of The Cure at times. There's the movie Hedwig and Angry Inch. There's a lot of music here that's resemblant of some of the music from that movie. I think
some of their stuff reminds me of early The Fix.
I was just going to say The Fix. We had talked about that earlier, and I agree with you on that, too. And Duran Duran is another one. There's some of the music. The musicianship is really what we're referring to mostly. Sometimes the vocals. I mean, their singer, Noel Kelly, he has a voice that's very, very much like Robert Smith. It's his own voice. It's different, but you could see the influence there. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. It makes the music likable. The Cure I love The Cure. You know, there isn't a single song by The Cure that I do not like. You know,
it's hard not to like The Cure or The Fix, really.
Yeah.
Adam Quayne, the lead guitarist, he also contributes a lead vocal track on this. And there was another musician from the band, Barry Marino, the drummer. And Pat McDonald, the bass player, I guess he didn't do a lead vocal track on this. Maybe he will in the future. But again, a very eclectic range of sounds out of this band. And, well, you know, we're going to play another one that we agreed on. And we both liked this one. They were both in our, you know, we agreed to not pick seven and pick just three out of the 10 on the album. Very good album, all 10 tracks. The one we agreed on was
Things Fall Down. Now, this track here sounds very reminiscent of the Pixies. I catch a little bit of Frank Black in there and somewhat of that kind of a voice that Kim Deal has. If you love the Pixies, maybe you'll agree with me on this. Hit me up on Facebook, Stephen Bostwick. If you agree, disagree, let me know what you think.
And you can shoot me a tweet. I'm at Lumpy on Twitter. That's probably the easiest way to get a hold of Lumpy. Or you can just hit us up at the station voicemail, 818-81-INDIE. And again, very much looking forward to this Friday. And we'll be back after this track, and we're going to run down the tour dates and locations right quick for you. The other thing I noticed, I couldn't find prices everywhere, but I'm telling you, the show this Friday is $8. I mean, you're going to get $8 worth. I watched some of their video, too, you know, live stuff. You're going to get your $8 worth. And I noticed a lot of clubs that they're playing at, it's like $5, and some of these shows have four bands.
Is that right?
Yeah, $5 for four bands. Now, how can you go wrong with that?
You got to divide. You got to pack the house good just so that the bands can make a buck for that show. And really, the bands, any band that's touring, really, they don't make much money off of the ticket sales. It's the merchandising is where they actually capitalize the most. So when you go out to these clubs and you are buying a $20 T-shirt, keep in mind, for as expensive as you might think that shirt is, it's paying for the next meal that band has.
You know,
look at it that way.
When I caught up with Sick of Sarah, I bought four.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I bought one for each of the team that was there because we had the photographer, we had the extra gaffer. You know, we each had a gaffer.
The only time I ever bought a multitude of shirts at a show, I was at a King Diamond show, and he had just too many to choose from. And they were all cool-looking shirts. I had to get three of them. I had to get them.
Well, you know. we're going to be there Friday at The Rock, and we're going to do this interview. And, well, right now we're just going to kick it to Things Fall Down.
Enjoy.
Indie Nation listeners, that was Things Fall Down from the Hush Now, their third album, Memos.
I think it's one of the greatest songs on the record. It's just my favorite so far, listening to this entire album. And then out of picking three songs to deliver to you folks out there, this is the one that I think is, it's the one song that Lumpy and I agreed on.
Yeah, says
something there.
I'm far from picking a favorite or saying the best, but it is the one we agreed on. And what we're going to do is run down some of the tour dates right now. Now, if you happen to be listening and you're in Rochester, New York on October 6th, that's today, the day this podcast will be released, you can catch them at the Bug Jar. And as we mentioned, that tomorrow they're going to be at the Rock Bar, Cleveland, Ohio. And then they're going on to Chicago. And it's Stage Bar. 400 Bar, Minneapolis.
The Contented Cow. The Contented Cow, Northfield, Minnesota.
It sounds like it belongs in Northfield, Minnesota, doesn't it? Yes.
Frank's Power Plant in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Melody Inn in Indianapolis, Indiana. Okay, we're getting away from the actual dates. We're talking about towns that they're in. Okay, let me kind of rewind the.
Do you want to just rewind here. It and redo it?
No, we don't need to rewind. We're allowed to make mistakes every now and then, aren't we? Hey.
Well, you know, they're playing every day.
Right. So it's pretty much a daily tour. Yeah. I mean, October 8th is the Stage Bar in Chicago, Illinois. October 9th, the 400 Bar in Minneapolis, Minnesota. October 10th at the Contented Cow in Northfield, Minnesota. And right from there, on the 11th of October at Frank's Power Plant in Milwaukee. And 12th of October at the Melody Inn in Indianapolis, Indiana. Then down to Knoxville, Tennessee on the 13th at the Preservation Pub. And then to Asheville, North Carolina on October 14th at Mike's Side Pocket. Then to Greenville, North Carolina at the Tipsy Teapot on October 15th. October 16th takes us to the Muse in Nashville, Tennessee. Music City. Then
I've actually been to that club.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been in Nashville once, and I was driving through it on my way to New Orleans.
Nashville is very much a music city.
Stopped and ate at a Shoney's on the way when I was in Nashville. Then, okay, we got six other dates. I'm going to rattle them off real quick here. October 17th at Cosmic Charlie's in Lexington, Kentucky. I've been to Lexington before, beautiful town. And then back to Ohio in Columbus at Scully's on October 18th. October 19th at the Arsenal Lanes in Pittsburgh, PA. Then across the state to Philadelphia at the Raven Lounge on October 20th. October 21st at Sullivan Hall in New York, New York. And then finally, the last date of the tour so far is October 22nd at the Precinct in Somerville, Massachusetts, which is close to home for these guys as they are from Boston.
And we've got one more track for you. It's not from the album. They released two tracks on the hushnow.com website as part of a Halloween type of theme, a Halloween video contest. The winner can get $1,000 if they, you know, put together their own video based on these songs. And the link's in the show notes. You can just click on it and go right over there, but it is at thehushnow.com. And we kind of thought that we both agreed that we would go with one titled The Legend of Dudleytown. So in the spirit of Halloween, this month of October, for this pick of the day, we're going to close it out with the track from the band The Hush Now. Today's pick of the day was obviously the album Memos, and this is the one track in this pick of the day that's not from that album. Make sure you look for us out there at the Rock Bar in Cleveland, Ohio, where we'll be out there doing interviews, and Steve will be out there, and Georgie will be out there, and, well, we'll probably have t-shirts on.
Yeah, I'll probably be wearing a creator shirt. So you see a guy running around with a creator shirt, and you know it's Boz.
I think I'm going to go with the Mercury Project.
Yeah, the Mercury Project shirt is a cool shirt.
That's a
good shirt to wear.
But yeah, we will be out there doing an interview with the band. We'll be getting some photos of the band. We'll be talking to some people in the crowd, at least. And we'd like to thank Big Picture Media for setting that up. And we're really looking forward to meeting the four people from The Hush Now. And again, you can find out more about them at Facebook. There's lots of clickable links in the show notes. You can follow them on Twitter at The Hush Now. Hey, if you listen to the album Memos and you listen to all 10 tracks and you disagree with us, why don't you shoot us a voicemail at 818-81-INDIE. Or maybe you can hit Steve up on Facebook or MySpace and let us know, hey, you disagree. But I think you're going to agree they're all great tracks. And like we said, spirit of Halloween, we're going to close it out with The Legend of Dudleytown.
Okay, really quick to spell out my name to find me on Facebook. It's STEPHEN, and then the last name, Bostwick, BOSTWICK. You can also reach me on MySpace still. I am on there as Seventh Star. That's SEVENTHSTAR. And then you can also email me direct, 7star369@hotmail.com. So there's many ways of getting in touch with me. Listen to the music here. Let us know what you think, and listen to what you agree or disagree with what we think, and enjoy Memos, folks.
Now be afraid. Be very afraid. The Legend of Dudleytown.
Mm-hmm. Trying to help Michelle raise a hand. After all, most of us have to. So please go to giveforward.com/givemichelle a hand, and together we can give her a hand.